It's 8:55, 73 degrees outside our studios in Urbana. Time to check commodity markets on this Thursday. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian, and I like the markets this morning. Interestingly and probably shockingly, the wheat is leading the upside in the grain markets today, with July Chicago wheat at 10.25 higher, 504.5. I did notice that the drought monitor shows increasing drought extending well beyond the Four Corners region out of the mid-central Kansas portion of that state. Going to be a tough market for this hard red winter wheat crop in an awful lot of the growing region. Texas is showing just tremendous drought situation again. Looking at the corn market, we're anywhere from 2 to just a fraction higher, with the July corn at 401, that's up a penny and three quarters, while the December at 418 and a half is up a penny and a half. The corn market saw no big buyers on the export bookings, but they were pretty seriously good. Large shipments were a huge plus. I noticed that China continues to clean out old crop corn. 14-15 crop corn was auctioned. 81% of what was offered was bought. So their stocks of old crop corn are starting to dwindle. This July corn is just inching right back up over the uptrending support line. We don't quite get down there, but we continue to bounce. On the soybean side of things, export bookings there were a little bit on the light side, but we did have sale to unknown destinations overnight of old crop corn, 132,000 metric tons. The bean market's fractionally higher in the July at $10 even, up a quarter, with a November at $10.10, that's a penny higher. January $10.14 and a quarter is a penny and a quarter higher. The meal market has been the driver of the beans, and it's fractionally lower this morning with the July meal at $3.76. That's down 60 cents. Bean oil just up a hair. Notice that the palm oil market was stronger overnight. On the livestock side of things, we did see talk that China has pulled back its tariff on U.S. pork imports, but that didn't help the hog market much this morning. The June hogs are 15 lower at 75.75. The cattle market, which has been grossly oversold, particularly on the nearby issues, seeing June right now at 102.22, that's 40 cents higher, with the May feeders at 132.65 down 7, August 136.65 also 7 lower. These meat markets have really been whooped over the last several days, particularly the calf side of things, with the August live cattle having slipped under $100. The crude oil, the outside market on crude, actually all the energies have made new highs for this move, with the June crude right now 36 higher at 71.84. And we've seen everything but the natural gas work higher. The metals markets are a little bit of a mixed bag this morning, with the gold lower but the silver higher. The Brazilian real continues to slip versus the dollar. The dollar's been strong all week, with the June dollar at 93.43. That's up 14 cents. It's kind of a hard export market to work into when we've got dollar strength against both South American currencies. The Argentine peso has been extremely weak as well. Will be interesting to see how this market shakes out today. Certainly the wheat is the driver of things. Corn, a more reluctant follower, but this December corn holding above 415 on the break we've seen this week is kind of an encouraging sign. So this is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thanks, Ellen. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana.